USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Mexican authorities say they have found 19 shot and burned bodies in Ciudad Victoria across the Rio Grande from Texas. The bodies were discovered along a dirt road outside Camargo after residents reported a burning vehicle. Authorities found two vehicles on fire containing the bodies. A California man was hospitalized following a home invasion robbery on Thursday after fighting off four attackers and fatally stabbing one of them. Jedediah Boncutter, 18, of Kelseyville, was identified as a suspect who was fatally stabbed during the incident. He was pronounced dead at a local area hospital. Boncutter and several other suspects who police said they suspected of being Norteo gang members are accused of driving to the Santa Rosa, California home with the intent to rob the victim. A Kissimmee, Florida police officer, Andrew Johnson, was fired last week after an internal investigation. Police Chief Jeffrey Odell made the decision to fire Johnson because his social media posts do not align with their core values. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.